You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for you, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Now streaming on Peacock.
Deep in the woods stands a lone door.
What's behind the door? Nightmares. Your worst nightmare.
Time to fight your demon.
Who are you?
I'm a weapon.
This girl is a cold soul killer.
I'm gonna end this thing.
Are you like the Terminator?
The Girl in the Woods, a brand new series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Please celebrate respond.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to College Football Playoff Focus. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything currently happening in the world of college football. Coming up on this week's program, we have Dano Ikabeza. Dano is the editor for As for Football. As for Football is a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. On the program, we discuss the Armed Forces Bowl against Missouri, his takeaways from the game, Army's offense and defense. We talk head coach Jeff Monken. What does the win mean for the Army program, and so much more. Also, we have the latest bowl scores. So when we come back from the break, we'll give you the latest bowl game scores of happening in college football. Stay tuned. You're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Star Market for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/4U for program details.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Please celebrate respond.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate! Rosa.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus. From a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Be puked to live in the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Now time for your latest bowl game scores. Starting off on Christmas Day was the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, between Georgia State representing the Sun Belt Conference and Ball State representing the MAC Conference. Georgia State would beat Ball State 51-20 to win the 2021 Camellia Bowl. Meanwhile, we had the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, as we had Western Michigan representing the MAC going up against Nevada representing the Mountain West Conference. Western Michigan would win 52-24. We had the Birmingham Bowl between 20th-ranked Houston going up against Auburn. Houston represents the American Athletic Conference, and Auburn represents the SEC. Houston would beat Auburn in a close one, 17-13. In the First Responder Bowl between Air Force representing the Mountain West Conference and Louisville representing the ACC, Air Force would beat Louisville in a close one, 31-28. In the Liberty Bowl between Texas Tech representing the Big 12 and Mississippi State representing the SEC, Texas Tech would go on to win 34-7. We had the Guaranteed Rate Bowl between the University of Minnesota representing the Big Ten and West Virginia representing the Big 12. Minnesota would beat West Virginia 18-6. In the Pinstripe Bowl in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium in New York, we had the University of Maryland representing the Big Ten going up against Virginia Tech representing the ACC. Maryland would go on to beat Virginia Tech. Final score, 54-10. in the Cheez-It Bowl between 19th-ranked Clemson, representing the ACC, going up against Iowa State, representing the Big 12. Clemson would beat Iowa State 20-13. We had the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, Texas, between 16th-ranked Oklahoma, representing the Big 12, going up against 14th-ranked Oregon, representing the Pac-12. Oklahoma would beat Oregon 47-32. In the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina, it was representing the SEC, South Carolina, against North Carolina, representing the ACC. South Carolina would beat North Carolina 38-21. In the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee, we had Purdue representing the Big Ten going up against Tennessee, representing the SEC. In a close one that went down to overtime, Purdue would beat Tennessee 48-45. And in the Las Vegas Bowl in Paradise, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, we had Wisconsin representing the Big Ten going up against Arizona State representing the Big 12. Wisconsin would go on to beat Arizona State 20-13. And those are your latest bowl game scores. There's been a lot going on in the world of the bowl games. Always after, normally right before the holidays, we always get bowl fever, college football fever, as the year ends, the season ends, and as we get closer to the new year, man, it's always some great stuff going on. And also another score to pass along: in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia, we had 10th-ranked Michigan State representing the Big Ten going up against 12th-ranked Pittsburgh representing the ACC. Michigan State would go on to beat Pittsburgh 31-21. So like I said before, it's been so many bowl games happening, never a dull moment in college football, especially around this time of the year. Coming up after the break, we'll have an interview with Dano E. Cabeza. Dano is the editor for Ask for Football. Ask for Football is a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the Military Academy in West Point, New York. We talk about the Armed Forces Bowl victory over Missouri and so much more. Dano is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details.
Hey, football fans, the action is about to begin. The moment we've all been waiting for. Are you game day ready? Because it's time to raise your pint of Guinness. Here's to the kickoff and a great year that's still ahead. Let's keep looking out for each other. And remember, good things are in our grasp. Game time is Guinness time. Cheers. Please enjoy responsibly. Guinness imported by Diageo Beer Company, USA, New York, New York.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate!
Please celebrate response.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
At Case, we're ready when you are. With used equipment from your local Case dealer. As you look to add equipment to your fleet before the end of the year, used equipment from your local Case dealer has been properly cared for, inspected, and serviced by Case technicians. And Case used equipment delivers trusted Case power, performance, and durability. If you're ready, we're ready. Case used equipment. Learn more and start searching at casee.com/used.
I was born legally blind. I've been in situations where all of the store clerks are just standing in a circle waiting for me to figure out where my card is.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are blind or partially sighted, you might know the feeling too.
Which one is my credit card? Now I have to get somebody else to go through my cards to pick out this one.
Introducing a card designed for the blind and partially sighted. Touch Card by MasterCard. Three distinctly shaped notches help people feel the difference between types of cards. Circular for debit, square for credit, and triangular for prepaid.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be able to tell my cards apart.
Developed in partnership with IDEMIA, Vision Services for the Blind, and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, TouchCard is inclusive by design. Our goal is to make every MasterCard a TouchCard.
Just little things like that can go a long way as far as bringing independence to a blind person.
Just a little notch is huge progress.
Because a world designed for all of us is priceless.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Cole Talley from 41 yards out. His longest of the season, 33. This one for the ball game. It's up. Penalty marker is out. And it's good, but we will await the call of the penalty. Army storming onto the field.
Illegal substitution. Two number sixes on the defense. That penalty is declined.
Whoa.
With not one, not two, but three quarterbacks in this game to get the victory, hard-fought effort.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN. Of course, that was Tiffany Green giving us the play-by-play of the 2021 Armed Forces Bowl as the Army Black Knights defeated the Missouri Tigers of the SEC thanks to Cole Talley kicking the game-winning field goal, beating the Black Knights, beating the Tigers. 24-22 in Fort Worth, Texas. To talk more about that game and amongst other things, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the editor for Ask for Football, which is a cool website dedicated to covering all things happening with Army football at West Point. Dano Ikebeza. Dano, welcome back to the program, and happy holidays, my man.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you very much for having me back. Pleasure to be here.
Well, awesome. Same here. Good to talk to you as well, sir. So let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from Army's victory over Missouri in the Armed Forces Bowl?
I mean, it was just awesome. It was a much-needed win, I think, for the team, for the fan base, just for everybody. You know, after a heartbreaking loss at Navy, to come back and beat, you know, not just any team in the Armed Forces Bowl, but an SEC team, you know, get over the hump against that Power 5 team that Army's been struggling with for years now. You know, there was a good Missouri team. I thought they had really bunch of really talented players. And, yeah, it was an amazing win. And I think it sort of validates what we all thought we saw in the season, you know, all year long, that this is a really good team. Admittedly, they had their ups and downs, but this team was really good.
It was really good. And you mentioned, Dano, about Army beating an SEC team in the Missouri Tigers. The last time Army beat an SEC team in a bowl game was 1996. And the head coach of the Black Knights was Bob Sutton, where they lost. The last time they played an SEC team in a bowl game was 1996 in the Independence Bowl. The head coach was Bob Sutton, and the Black Knights lost a tough one to Auburn, 32-29. But that was then, and this is now. And clearly, Jeff Monken and the crew definitely pulled off a big victory, beating Missouri 24-22. All right, let's start off with Army's offense again. Not much on as far as the passing is concerned, but Christian Anderson, only 3 of 4, completed 3 out of 4 passes for 60 yards, but he had 8 carries for 33 yards and a rushing touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Christian's play in the game.
Christian Anderson was outstanding all season. I mean, what can you say about him? He's been a good enough passer at Army. You know, 3 of 4 is still 75% completion percentage, which is excellent, granted small sample size. You know, he's much faster than he looks. I think he had his touchdown against Navy was actually the fastest that any Army player had been with the ball in his hands all season long. You know, the guy makes good decisions, tough runner. And, yeah, man, I that was outstanding. You know, Army struggled a little bit moving the ball in the first half, and I think it took them a little while to sort of understand the advantages that they had against Missouri and the advantages that Missouri had on defense. And, you know, once they sort of figured out what was working, they just hammered him with it, which is what you want to see.
Yeah, it was a great year for Christian Anderson. He did his thing both running and passing the ball as well, being efficient. Someone that was very efficient in this game as well as all season long is Jacoby Buchanan. He had 21 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Jacoby's play in this game.
He was outstanding. I mean, they definitely don't win this game without him running hard between the tackles. You know, he's a big guy. We all saw him bowling over SEC defenders and running through people. But he's also quick to the hole. You know, he's elusive. He's got good feet. You know, I don't know if you'll remember this, but he reminds me quite a bit of Wendale White a few years ago, who, you know, played out west and then played for the Tennessee Titans, had a pretty good pro career. Like, I think that's the kind of runner that Buchanan is. He's a big dude, like he can definitely truck guys, but he's much, much faster, you know, with that quick burst than you would think. And he's much more elusive, too.
All right, and then, again, like you said, he was very elusive and did his thing in this game. I also want to get into the defensive side. The last time I had you on the program, we talked about Arik Smith, and this is going to be it for him. This is his senior campaign comes to an end, and what a way to end it. In this game, he had 5 tackles to go along with 2 sacks, and again, that just continued to add to the legacy he built at the academy at West Point. Give me your thoughts on Arik's play in this game.
I mean, the guy is just outstanding, you know, senior captain, you know, been a 3-year starter, middle linebacker, did everything that they asked him to do. And they finally started bringing him on some blitzes when I think they've been trying to get Andre Carter most of the blitzes, most of the quarterback pressure this year. Yeah, you know, Arik Smith is a great player. He's been a great player at Army, and I think he's going to be an outstanding Army officer. And, you know, something that you may not know about him, that dude, in addition to being, you know, a pro-caliber prospect at a minimum, is also an electrical engineer. That's not nothing.
Man, he's definitely got credentials. Him being an electrical engineer, that says a lot to him. More than an athlete, and definitely that's what Arik Smith is, more than an athlete, and definitely did his thing on the field, and he's going to be doing even greater things off of the field. So big ups to Arik on that, completing his career at the academy at West Point. And also Andre Carter, he had 3 tackles to go along with 1 sack. Just give me your thoughts on Andre's play in this game.
Oh, he's outstanding, right? I mean, you know, Army is the team that almost always has to blitz in order to get pressure. This year is the first time that they've had a really kind of a dominant pass rusher in a long time, a guy who, you know, demands double teams, then either will get to the quarterback on his own or else free up the rest of the defense to wreak havoc. Andre Carter is arguably the defensive MVP. Yeah, man, you know, he's 6'7". You know, he's just the kind of athlete that doesn't show up at the academy a lot, and has been an outstanding player for the Black Knights. What else can you say?
You're absolutely right about that. And what else can you say about Jeff Monken? He's been with the Black Knights program since 2014 and 2016. First bowl game as the head coach of the Army Black Knights. They win the Heart of Dallas Bowl. 2017 and 2018, they win the Armed Forces Bowl. Didn't go to a bowl game in 2019. 2020, they lose the Liberty Bowl, but he comes back strong to win the Armed Forces Bowl in a close one. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Monken's 2021 campaign.
I mean, I don't know that you can appreciate what he's done at the academy just in the year 2021. I mean, you know, they win 9 games, they beat an SEC team, beat Air Force, you know, do a lot of things well, and have consistent success over the course of the year. But what's more important than that, I think, is just that he's built, you know, an institution that is capable of having sustained success, which is extremely difficult at the academy. I mean, I think it's difficult anywhere, right? I mean, college football is super competitive and everybody really wants to win. You know, now there's money in it for the players and, you know, big money for the coaches. And he's got to sort of block all that out and get these guys to focus on football in the midst of, you know, a pandemic and everything else going on in America on top of, you know, being at West Point. Yeah. I mean, I can't say enough for what Coach Monken's been able to do. He's an outstanding leader. I feel really blessed that we've been able to have him as long as we have.
Yeah, he's definitely done wonders, as you had mentioned earlier, Dano, in the last interview that we had. You just said that he's turned the program around because the Army football was in trouble for a long time, but he came in 2014, and he's done a great job of turning things around at West Point. I want to stay with the Armed Forces victory, Armed Forces Bowl victory, just for a moment. I'm looking at a record here of the bowl games that Army has played, and Army currently has played in 10 bowl games. They have a record of 7-3. And 1984, they played in the Cherry Bowl, beat Michigan State. They won that one. 1985, they played in the Peach Bowl. They beat Illinois. They won that game as well. 1988, they lose the Sun Bowl to Alabama. 1996, they lose the Independence Bowl to Auburn. And then Rich Ellerson coached in the Armed Forces Bowl 2010. They beat SMU 16-14. And as I mentioned earlier, everything's been uphill since Jeff Monken has taken over. He took Army to their first bowl game under his administration in 2016. So far, he's been 4-1 in bowl games since his time at Army. What does this win mean for the program?
It's huge. I mean, I think it means a lot. Like I said, I think it means a lot to the fan base and to the players, you know, to the seniors, to go out on a winning note, to have, you know, something to build on, to sort of reestablish what Army did. It's not just the win. I mean, it's the way that they did it, right? They that was power football, you know, Army football, power football between the tackles. You know, they threw a handful of passes, but they made those work. I think it sets the tone for the offseason, right? It sends these guys home on an up note, and they come back, you know, rest up and get into the offseason with definitely more spring in their step than they would have if they'd ended on 2 straight losses. And, yeah, I and also recruiting. You know, now it's something to say, you know, yeah, sure, we lost a Navy game, but we beat, you know, Missouri. We beat an SEC team. And we were one play away from winning that Navy game. And if you come here, you can make that play for us, which is a pretty, you know, compelling pitch to make to a recruit. You know, recruiting is fair enough to brawl among the academies. There's only so many kids who can do the academics and also play the football.
Yeah, you mentioned the last time I had you on the interview, you talked about just the rigors of being at West Point with the athletics and then the academics and just the time management. It takes a special commitment to not just at any college program, but particularly at the military academies, and West Point is no exception to the rule. And you mentioned about recruiting. So now what's the recruiting class looking like for Coach Monken coming into next season for potential cadets going to West Point?
Well, it's difficult to say, right? First off, a lot of the recruits come in and they spend a year at the prep school, which is not, you know, that's not official admittance to the academy. That is that is a year to get prepped, which they like to do. It gives the kids a chance to sort of acclimate to academy life, so they're not thrown in, you know, straight into the fire, so to speak, with, you know, all the academics and all the football. So, you know, it's a question of who is coming up from the prep school, along with which players will show up as direct admits. And the academies, because when you commit to the academies, you're committing to the Army, you know, the United States Army, not just Army West Point. And so they can't recruit official, or they can't release official, like, recruiting numbers. So the recruiting services never have a very good handle on, like, how recruiting is going at any of the service academies. So it's a little hard to say. You know, over Coach Monken's tenure, he's tended to bring in something between, say, 70 and 85 kids. And some of those have been three-star athletes, and some of them have been no-star athletes. And, you know, some of the ones you've never heard of and wouldn't think of wind up being the best player. So, I don't know. I guess I don't know how to answer your question except to just sort of put it into context of what we're looking for.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's just kind of like, it's, again, with the unique nature of it being a service academy, I guess it's kind of tight-lipped, and they really just kind of look for certain things. I understand what you're saying. And fair enough, again, it's like you said, college football, man, it's very interesting. It's always interesting at the academy at West Point. Again, Dano, man, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody once again about the website that you have known as Ask for Football.
Yeah, so Ask for Football is a, you know, we cover Army football and, you know, to a lesser extent, other Army sports. We are at askforfootball.com or on social media at askforfootball. You can find me personally at Dano E. Cabeza on Twitter. We have a good time. We try to get it from an insider's perspective, being that all the people on our show went to the academy and graduated, and were mostly athletes at the academy. So I think we have a kind of a unique take on what it takes to succeed there. And thank you very much for having me on.
You're welcome, Ed. Thank you again. And one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Ask for Football, and any websites that you want to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Oh, thank you very much. So, yeah, I am at Dano E. Cabeza on Twitter, and we collectively are at Ask for Football, which is a reference to a uniform at the academy, Ask for Class, but we are Ask for Football, and we are askforfootball.com. And thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Before I let you go, Dano, we talked last time I had you on the program. I asked you about kind of like what were the differences between Army as well as opposed to watching any college football from the Power Five conferences. But can you let the listeners know, for those that have yet to watch Army football, can you just kind of tell them what some of the things that they could expect when they watch the Army Black Knights play football?
Sure. I'd love to. Army runs a triple option offense, famously, and we won't sort of get into the details of that. But what it means is that every single play really, really matters. You know, there is a concept called success rate in football. You know, on first down, you want to get 6 yards, et cetera. Well, Army doesn't necessarily follow the traditional success rate metrics in terms of needing to get 6 yards on first down, but they need to get 3.5 yards every down. And if they don't, like, that's almost a life or death situation. So a lot of times when newcomers to academy football watch it, they say, well, what's the big deal? You know, they're just running every single play. The big deal is you're trying to see, you know, some success every single play, and every play matters, which is not necessarily what you'll see from, let's say Georgia, right? If you've got an elite quarterback, or Oklahoma, you know, if they have a completion at Oklahoma or get to 2nd and 15, like, who cares, right? They got the receivers to throw downfield. But Army, if they get into 2nd and 8, like, the Black Knights are in a little trouble. So that's probably the biggest thing to watch for as a newcomer to academy football, is that every single play is the success or failure is really, really important, because they have to stay on schedule. On defense, they run a 3-4, blitzing 3-4, which is not super different than you'll see in a lot of college football places right now, but it is exciting if you like blitzing and people getting after the quarterback.
So is this, with the way the offense and defense is ran, is this more based on tradition, or has it changed over the decades?
Well, it's definitely changed. So the academy's famously struggled to recruit, like, huge dudes, right? You'll never see a 4- or 5-star athlete at one of the academies. You typically tend to see somewhere between mid-2 stars to mid-3 stars. That's kind of who's there. And so with that, it's difficult, honestly, just to pass block. And so the triple option is meant to sort of let the slightly undersized offensive line really attack the D-line and, you know, and cut block and let them get after it. And we've seen that sort of thing forever. Like, back in the 80s, they were running the wishbone, but it was still essentially an option offense. You know, during the years when Army was terrible, from the late 90s until Jeff Munkin took over, a lot of times you saw them trying to do something that was not, you know, option-based, that they quite honestly couldn't get kids big enough to do, you know. And so that's the biggest reason that they run the triple option, is that it gives them an opportunity to compete with teams that are bigger and faster. And again, we saw that against Missouri, right? They had bigger players, and they definitely had speed. You know, Army could not run to the outside. They had to run up the middle because that was the only thing that was working. You know, they had that power advantage at the point of attack, and they had to use it.
Okay, you mentioned about the success rate, particularly on the offensive side. Does this also teach consistency and efficiency?
Well, I think that consistency and efficiency in the offense is definitely important. Like I said, every single play matters, right? So if you know that you have to get 3.5 yards, you know, 3.5, 4 yards every single down, then that really sort of changes the way that you would call the plays, right? As opposed to trying to hit a few explosive plays, or what you see in a lot of, like, high-end power five football, is trying to create a mismatch with your playmakers. Army doesn't really have many or any playmakers who are like a mismatch against other teams. So they don't scheme to get those guys in one-on-one situations. What they do is they try to do precision blocking to get their guys to just have limited success every single time and create momentum that way.
Awesome, and thank you so much for explaining that. And you heard it from him. He is the editor of Ask for Football, Daniel E. Cabeza. Check out the website, askforfootball.com. Daniel, thanks again, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, excuse me, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you very much, like I said, for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome, man, and a happy new year to you, my man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
You too. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Cole Sally from 41 yards out. His longest of the season, 33. This one for the ball game. It's up. Penalty marker is out. And it's good, but we will await the call of the penalty. Army storming onto the field.
Illegal substitution. 2 number 6s on the defense. That penalty is declined.
Whoa.
Kick by Cole Talley, and the Black Knights remain perfect.
did it with not one, not two, but three quarterbacks in this game to get the victory. Hard-fought effort.
Stella Rosa Wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
785 million people lack access to safe water. I'm Matt Damon, co-founder of Water.org, and we're working to change this. When families have access to safe water at home, kids have more time for school and families are healthy. Water has the power to change lives. You do too. This holiday season, donate $25 to give safe water to someone in need. Donate at water.org.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times. And every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rate supply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Rosa.
Please celebrate response.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Pavilions for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times. And every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All
join everybody. That's going to do it for this edition of College Football Playoff Focus. Once again, a big special thank you to Daniel E. Cabeza, the editor for Ask for Football. Ask for Football is a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. Thanks again to Daniel for giving us the insights on what's currently going on at West Point and with Army's victory over Missouri at the Armed Forces Bowl, amongst other things. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've listened to College Football Playoff Focus.